Good morning. The reflection of this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke chapter 4, 16 to 30. We begin today the Gospel of Luke and will continue meditating on this Gospel till the end of the year's liturgical cycle. The author of this Gospel is Luke, who is also the author of the Acts of the Apostles. Luke hailed from Syrian Antioch, and we know that by profession he was a physician. He was also a master of the Greek language and a companion or collaborator of St. Paul, who wrote so many of the books of the New Testament. Luke wrote this Gospel sometimes between the year 80 and 85 AD. Writing in a pluralistic Syrian Antioch, he addresses a predominantly Gentile audience and presents a compassionate Jesus whose mission is inclusive and not exclusive. Jesus, in the Gospel of Luke, has a preferential option for the poor, the lost, the sinners, whom he restores to God. Luke uses the Gospel of Mark as his primary source to tell the narrative of what we now call the Luke in Jesus. Luke presents Jesus as one who walks the talk. Right at the outset of his Galilean ministry, Jesus announces his mission for the poor and those on the fringes, especially the Gentiles. It is in his hometown of Nazareth that Jesus declares publicly his pastoral mission. There are six incidences in Luke's Gospel that has Jesus actively involved on the Sabbath. The Sabbath service was not a triennial cycle of readings as we have them in church today, nor was it led by the ministerial priesthood as we have it today. The readings of today tell us in verse 23 that the people of Nazareth were aware of the things that Jesus had done in Capernaum and in a way acknowledge him as the rabbi, and so they honor him by allowing him to read the scriptures and to preach to them. They chose the book, but he chose the verse. And while they seemed to have no problem with the choice of the text, they had a problem with his interpretation of it. In choosing a text that referred to the Jubilee year held once in 50 years, Jesus announces a time of good news for the poor, release to the captive, sight to the blind, and freedom for the oppressed. For Jesus, the good news is not to the metaphorically poor as Israel in need, but rather for the economically, socially, and physically unfortunate. Jesus makes clear his manifesto and launches his mission in a synagogue in small-time Nazareth. This was not some big-ticket item, but then again, he never came to be a big-ticket preacher, even though he was the Messiah. And then comes the problematic verse 22, which reads, "All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. Yet they follow this by saying, 'Is this not Joseph's son?'" Which triggers Jesus into a confrontational mode. So why then this sudden switch from hospitality to hostility? The issue is in the translation. The text should have translated as, "All spoke well of him, yet were astonished at the words of salvation which came from his mouth." For he was not just the son of Joseph, but he was the son of God. And herein lies the answer. This was their local boy who had worked miracles in Capernaum, yet when he speaks the word of salvation as the son of God, the message now becomes for them a bitter pill. At the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Luke has not only laid out Jesus' preferential ministerial option for the poor, but now he explicitly states that his option is also for the Gentiles. Far from conciliating his audience, Jesus actually antagonizes them. In defending his message of salvation, Jesus places two rather uncomfortable examples of truth from Scripture to support his inclusive message. Episodes found in 1 Kings 17 and 2 Kings chapter 5. Elijah the great prophet was sent to no home in Israel, but to a foreigner, a widow of Zarephath in Sidon, during the great famine that ravaged the land for 6 months. And again, the prophet Elisha was not sent to heal any leper in Israel, even though there were many, but he was sent to a foreigner, Naaman the Syrian. When faced with the uncomfortable truth that God was not an exclusive God for the Israelites, but had also come to set free their hated enemies, the townfolk of Jesus set out to kill him. Often God's news is not the good news we want to hear. The Lucan Jesus is no pushover or crowd pleaser. He does not reinterpret the scriptures to make his audience feel comfortable, but he boldly challenges them. The result is a cliffhanger, literally, for they drive him out of the town that they might hurl him off the cliff. Have a blessed day.